You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand's first refugee MP, Gulriz Gariman, has come under fire in recent days about her legal work in Rwanda. I spoke with law lecturer at the University of Otago, Andrew Geddes, about the reaction to Gariman's work in Rwanda.
One of the criticisms is that by defending those accused of war crimes in Rwanda, this makes Gulriz sort of, I suppose, morally corrupt. I mean, is this fair criticism?
No, it's not fair criticism. You need to remember what the Rwanda Criminal Tribunal is there to do. It's there to establish the guilt or innocence of individuals who are accused of participating in, you know, horrible things, genocide. And in order to do that, you have to have a trial. I mean, you can't just say this person's accused of something, therefore we're going to punish them. You've got to actually establish, has that happened? And to do that, you have to have a defence. You've got to have someone who stands up and says, well, you know, does the evidence point to this? Does it actually show it? Does it establish guilt? And if you don't have people who are doing that, you can't have the tribunal. And if you don't have the tribunal, you can't, within a rule of law system, settle what happened in Rwanda. So if you think the tribunal's good and you think the tribunal has value, which all her critics say it does, then you have to have people who are doing the defence work or the tribunal just can't exist. So to then criticise her for doing what the tribunal needs to have happen is just ridiculous.
And why is it so important in human rights cases that there is a robust defence?
Well, because what these tribunals are seeking to do is to establish beyond any credible doubt, you know, to say, you know, with certainty, this is what happened, these are the people who were responsible, and we are going to give them justice. We are going to show everybody they are being held to account for their actions. And in order to do that, you have to put the evidence to the test. You have to say, well, okay, this person is accused of participating in genocide. What is the evidence? And if the evidence is sufficient, you convict them and you punish them. If the evidence isn't sufficient, well, you don't. And that way, both sides can see the process and say, yes, look, you know, justice has been served here. And furthermore, it then means that future perpetrators, future people who may be, you know, going to participate in war crimes, will always worry, oh my God, I could be held to account for this. So the process is both a way to settle and try to resolve the terrible things that have happened in the past, and to establish a regime that makes future such people stop, think, I shouldn't do this, otherwise I'll be held to account. And that's why we have them.
And other accusations are that Gulriz chose to go on an intern in Rwanda. Is it this simple?
Well, I mean, she put her name forward to the United Nations to ask to be chosen by the United Nations as an intern to get experience on one of these tribunals, because that's where her career was going. You know, it's like anyone who's starting out in a career, you have to start at the bottom and work up. So she asked to be part of a tribunal. The United Nations then says to interns, you will do this job on the tribunal. So it's not like she looked down a list of war criminals and said, oh gosh, this guy looks interesting, I'll go and work for him. It was rather that the United Nations, after she was accepted as an intern, said, okay, your job on the tribunal will be helping the defence team. Furthermore, all the lawyers on these teams choose. It's not like the United Nations holds a gun to someone's head and said, right, you must go and work in this tribunal. People put their names forward to do this job, just as in our domestic system, people choose to work as defence lawyers, right? It's a completely valid choice to make if you think having a justice system is important. Now, if you don't think having a justice system is important, well, you know, okay, nothing we can do. But if you think the system is important, you have to accept that defence lawyers are needed and are doing a good thing.
And do you find the media's sort of reaction to this quite worrying?
Yeah, it's terrible, because what's happened is essentially the media has fixated on one individual in particular who has experience in Rwanda but doesn't know anything about how international criminal tribunals actually work. And they fixated on him and allowed his particular narrative of what's happened here to dominate, even though everybody who's actually involved in the legal world, as well as other international criminal law people, have said he is just misrepresenting how this works. So the media, it's not a case where you've got, you know, you know, debate within the international criminal world as to whether what she did is good or bad. It's that you've got a guy who doesn't really know how the process works criticizing, and everybody who does know how the process works saying, look, there's just nothing to this. So, you know, who are you going to believe? The guy who's just, you know, essentially pulling facts out of the air, or the people who actually know how the thing works?
And there were also concerns raised about her picture with Simon Bikindi, who's a Rwandan singer accused of inciting genocide. And when you're a lawyer, is it quite difficult not to, I guess, humanize a person despite what they're accused of?
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're a defense lawyer, you are defending an individual. And the fact is that, you know, individuals, you know, you can have this cartoon view of the world where everyone is purely good or purely evil, and that the evil people are just, you know, terrible, they've got nothing good about them, and, you know, they're just to be, you know, there's just nothing to them. And that's just not the way the world is. The way the world is, that is, you know, people do terrible, terrible things and can also be actually quite nice, charming individuals. And when you're working on the defense of anyone, you have to build up some sort of rapport with the person if you're going to do the job properly. Now, that doesn't mean that you excuse them or excuse the bad things they did. It just is, you know, human beings working together are going to, you know, be like this. They're going to form human attachments. And so the sort of damner for being a human who interrelated with another human, you know, come on, what are we really at that level?
And I believe there's also talks of a report she contributed to around this time about the genocide. Can you talk about that a bit?
Yeah, it wasn't a report. It was an academic paper. She wrote an academic paper that was published in the journal. And what that paper said was, if the current president of Rwanda shot down a plane, could he be held accountable for war crimes? It was at the time, 2008, just not clear who had shot down this plane. Was it the current president of Rwanda or was it the other side? And, you know, this was just a matter of complete argument right around the world, within Rwanda, etc. So all this paper did was say, if it is shown he did it, what are the legal consequences? But we don't know if he did it or not.
So no way excusing genocide.
No, it's not. People who say it excusing genocide are completely misrepresenting this academic paper. It was published in the peer review International Journal of Criminal Law, very highly regarded. You know, it's trying to damn someone for engaging in the academic project that's purely respectable. There is nothing to it.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.